الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، we praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى the way He deserves to be praised, and we ask Him to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We continue in our discussion on the names and attributes of Allah based on the compilation of evidences authored by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And by Allah's grace and facilitation, thus far we have covered predominantly three quarters of the book, and we are in the last quarter, or maybe a third, the last third of the book inshallah. The chapter we will be addressing or discussing today, wa alaykum salam, faslun fil iman bi ru'yatil mu'minin rabbihim yawm al-qiyamati wa mawadi' ar-ru'ya. A chapter on the belief of the believers seeing Allah, seeing their Lord and Master on the day of resurrection, and the various locations where that will occur or take place. قول المؤلف فصل وقد دخل أيضا فيما ذكرناه من الإيمان به وبكتبه وبملائكته وبرسله الإيمان بأن المؤمنين يرونه يوم القيامة. Part of our belief included in our discussion of what we have mentioned in the belief in Allah, belief in His books, His angels, His messengers, is also believing that the believers will see Him. Who's Him? Allah Azza wa Jal. Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of judgment? No, the day of resurrection. Yawm al-Din. Even Yawm al-Din is not the day of judgment. Really, day of judgment is, it should be يعني يوم القضاء. But that's not usually used. But we got actually the day of judgment from the Christian usage of the term. But if you want to be technical in rendering the Arabic terminology to English, then we have يوم الحساب, the day of reckoning. يوم الحساب, يوم القيامة, the day of resurrection. يوم الدين, the day of recompense. You see, we have different actually names. You hardly find the day of judgment. Actually, it's not there. Otherwise, it would be يوم القضاء.
Judgment.
Yeah, because يقضي, قاضي. What is a قاضي? A judge. Fine. ما في مشكلة مدير. إذن, the Shaykh said, الإيمان بأن المؤمنين يرونه يوم القيامة. Now, the commentary on the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, believers will see him on the day of resurrection. وجه كون الإيمان بأن المؤمنين يرونه يوم القيامة من الإيمان بالله ظاهر، لأن هذا مما أخبر الله به، فإذا آمنا به فهو من الإيمان بالله. What is the relation between saying that part of our belief in Allah is believing that the believers will see Allah on the day of resurrection? How is that related? The Shaykh said this is obvious and apparent, because it is something which Allah has, it's something which Allah Azza wa Jal has spoken about. It is something which Allah Azza wa Jal has spoken about. And so believing in that is believing in Allah, because you're believing in what Allah said. And I don't know whether it was deliberately or by Allah's decree that this, the recitation in the Salatul Maghrib was actually, it contained or included one of the evidences used, which we discussed before. Aikum salam. Yes. Ayy munazzal Allah yisulhak ya Ibrahim wa yahdik. Allah yahdik. We're speaking about seeing Allah on the day of judgment. You tell me munazzal ya Sheikh. Come on man, we finished the issue of munazzal last week.
He was waiting that you'll ask the question, he can answer. No, he's
prepared. You know what I mean? Huh? What was the ayah which we heard in the salah, which is in reference to seeing Allah? And we studied this before, by the way. This is not the first time we addressed this particular subject matter. وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. وبعدين يا جماعة وبعدين days on faces on that day illuminating, glowing إلى ربها to its Lord ناظرة looking, gazing, looking at Allah. So that's the evidence. So when Allah tells us that in the Quran and you believe in it, that's part of your belief in Allah. Okay. ووجه كونه من الإيمان بالكتب لأن الكتب أخبرت بأن الله يرى فالتصديق بذلك تصديق بالكتب. How is it then, or how do we bring a relation? Why is it related to the belief in the books? Because in the books of Allah, the revelations of Allah, it mentions that Allah Azza wa Jal will be seen, alaykum salam. So believing in that is then believing in the books, the scriptures. ووجه كونه من الإيمان بالملائكة لأن نقل الوحي بواسطة الملائكة فإن جبريل ينزل بالوحي من الله تعالى فكأنما الإيمان بأن الله يرى من الإيمان بالملائكة. What is the relation with the belief in angels and the belief that Allah will be seen on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection? Because the means with which revelation is delivered is angels, and Jibreel brings the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. So believing then that Allah will be seen on the day of judgment is part of believing in the angels, because they are the means with which the information is conveyed unto us. Clear? وكذلك نقول من الإيمان بالرسل لأن الرسل هم الذين بلغوا ذلك للخلق فكأنما الإيمان بذلك من الإيمان بالرسل. The same thing we say about the relation between belief in the messengers and the belief in seeing Allah on the day of resurrection is because the messengers are the ones who conveyed this information to us. So believing in that is believing in them. طيب. قوله عيانا بأبصارهم. عيانا from what?
عين.
أبصارهم from
بصر.
A. They will see him with their eyes, with their vision. With their eyes. Why is this emphasis made? Because some people say that it is the seeing of you know, the figurative seeing. Like for example, someone says, "So do you understand?" You say, "Yes, I see what you're saying." And you don't see what he's saying. You may be blind, but you see what he's saying. So he's saying, and here when we speak about yara, ru'ya, because even in the Quran, alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashab al-fil? Did the Prophet actually see what Allah did to the people of Eden? He didn't. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad, irama dhat al-imad, ila akhri? He didn't see. Alam tara, the question is mentioned. So that's why we're emphasizing the issue of here ru'ya is vision. Even the dream you have is called ru'ya if it's a good one. طيب. But we will see why that's not intended here. إذن عيانا يعني معاينة والمعاينة هي الرؤية بالعين. So it means with your eye, seeing with your eye. يعني I see this poster. Not that I see what you're saying. I see the poster. قوله كما يرون الشمس صحوا ليس دونها سحاب. The same way you see the sun on a clear day without a cloud obstructing your view. Okay? Just right there. You see the sun right there. Nothing that may block that view of yours. ودليل ذلك. Now is there an evidence for that? Of course. We don't bring this from home. قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ترونه كما ترون الشمس صحوا ليس دون سحاب. The Prophet ﷺ himself said, "You will see your Lord the same way you see the sun on a clear day without a cloud being in the way. There isn't a cloud between you." And that is being emphatic in expressing the view with the eyes. Otherwise, there will be no need for all this emphasis. If it was another kind of vision, then he would just say, "You will see your Lord," and some people say, "We'll see with our heart." We will see Allah with our heart. That's what some of the Mu'tazilites and their likes, they claim. No, but we say no. You will see Allah The same way when you look now on the sun, you have no problem seeing the sun. That's how it will happen on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection in Jannah and otherwise. Jameel. والمراد بالرؤية بالعين كما يدل عليه تشبيه الرؤية برؤية الشمس صحوا ليس دون السحاب. So again, the indication here is that it's you seeing with the eye. This is why he gave that example, صلى الله عليه وسلم, about seeing the sun. عليكم السلام, in this fashion. قوله رحمه الله وكما يرون القمر ليلة البدر لا يضامون في رؤيته. The same way they will see also the moon on a full night. On a full night, yani when the full moon, yeah, they see the moon on a full moon night, they do not feel any harm, they're not harmed by seeing it. They're not harmed by seeing it. I mean, because when you look at the sun, you may have issues, but when you look at the moon, you don't go like this, so you put your sunglasses, except the very cool people. The very cool people, they have to wear the sunglasses, even if it's, you know, 10 o'clock at night, they drive in their car. It's part of being cool to put on sunglasses. Of course, that's the silliest one can get. And, you know, the joke usually is like, oh, the sun must be very strong, Habibi, for you to need the sunglasses right now. And then they realize that you're making fun of them, then they take them off. Anywho, you don't have a problem looking at the moon. This is what the hadith mentions as well. All these are emphasizing real vision. Not hypothetical, not figurative, not metaphorical, none of that stuff. It's the real deal, the real thing. طيب قوله يرونه سبحانه وهم في عرصات القيامة. They will see him on the عرصات, the plains of يوم القيامة. Plain, you know, usually is a spacious land. You have plain as in something that doesn't have any decoration. Like you get a plain pair of shoes that is just one color, it doesn't have a lot of funky stuff. And plain could be an area, a large, vast area. So the Shaykh said, عرصات جمع عرصة. عرصات is the plural of the singular عرصة. وهي المكان الواسع الفسيح. It is the vast, spacious place. A vast, spacious place. الذي ليس فيه بناء عفوا. That does not have any construction. Yani it's a huge land, like a desert. And there isn't anything that is constructed there. لِأَنَّ الْأَرْضَ تُمَدُّ مَدَّ الْأَدِيمِ كَمَا قَالَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ يعني مَدَّ الْجِلْدِ. Because on the day of judgment, the earth will be flattened out like leather. It will be stretched like leather. And you know leather looks very, you know, it will look very straight. Very soft, very plain. You know, when you stretch it out in this fashion. That's how the land, the earth will become. فَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يَرَوْنَ اللَّهَ فِي عَرَصَاتِ الْيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Pay attention now. The believers will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the plains of the Day of Judgment. They will be on the plains, of course. Allah Azza wa Jalla is above. Before they enter Jannah. كما قال الله, and of course, by the way, I mean, I the lecture which I delivered on Jannah, the eternal bliss. On that lecture, we actually mentioned all of these details. We mentioned the narrations concerning the some of the occasions of Yawm al-Qiyamah and when the believers will get to see Allah Tabaraka Taala with the references of the hadith. So, if anyone likes to know the detailed explanation, you can refer to the DVD or the it's on YouTube as well. على كل حال, that's besides the point. So they will see him before they enter Jannah, because the usual common belief is that they will see him in Jannah, meaning again while the believers are in Jannah. We don't think Allah Azza wa Jal is contained in anything. Allah Azza wa Jal is above and beyond everything. So all the believers will be in Jannah. The believers will be in Jannah. طيب كما قال تعالى عن المكذبين بيوم الدين. Among the evidences which prove that they will see him even before entering Jannah is what Allah Azza wa Jal narrated to us concerning the مكذبين, the beliers. المكذبين of the day of recompense. كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. Nay, verily they, the evildoers, on that day will be veiled away from their Lord. They will be veiled. Mahjubun, they will not screen. They will be screened. They will not be able to see him. يوم إذن يعني يوم الدين. That day meaning the day of recompense. يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. The day where the people will rise and stand before the Lord of everything. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah deduced from this ayah that the believers will see Allah on that. One of the evidences, because Allah negated the kuffar from being able to see Him, and that can only apply if the believers had the chance to see Him. Otherwise, if neither the believers nor the disbelievers seen Him, there will be no point in mentioning this punishment of theirs, that they were prevented from seeing Allah. This is the fiqh of the ulama and their, mashallah, insight and their vast knowledge in contemplating upon the text and deducing from it understandings and rulings. Mashallah, tabarakallah. أما في عرصاتي ويرونه كذلك بعد دخول الجنة. They will also see him after they enter Jannah. أما في عرصات القيامة فالناس في العرصات ثلاثة أجناس. As for the plains of the day of resurrection, then verily people on that day are of three kinds. There are three categories or kinds of people. First, مؤمنون خلص ظاهرا وباطنا. Sincere believers, inwardly and outwardly, internally and externally. True believers, sincere believers all the way. Second, كافرون خلص ظاهرا وباطنا. Clear, no, sincere disbelievers, inwardly and outwardly, internally and externally. Kuffar, يعني 100%, 100%, not 100% in a good sense here. 100%, يعني 100%. Let me take that back, because some people say that's good. Thirdly, ومؤمنون ظاهرا وكافرون باطنا. نسأل الله العافية. وهم المنافقون. The third category are those who are believers outwardly, disbelievers inwardly, and those are the hypocrites. The hypocrites, right? The hypocrites, of course, as we all know, they will, you read the Quran, I believe it's in Surah Al-Hadid, and a couple of the surah where Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. On that day, the hypocrite men and the hypocrite women will say to those who have believed, give us some time, give us some time, we want to catch up with you. نلتمس من نوركم, we can use your light to move, because as it comes in the narrations, it will be complete darkness. It will be complete darkness, no one will be able to move. Only the believers, depending on the strength of Iman, will have light according to that. So some of them with the low Iman, his toe, as the hadith message, be like a flashlight. Will turn on a little bit so he can move, then it will turn off. And some will be, you know, they will have light like you, like real light, because of their level of Iman. The munafiqeen, when they see the believers able to move and they're stuck with the kuffar, they will say, wait, let us come with you. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. Now look, the same way they used to mock the believers in the dunya, the kuffar, the believers will mock the munafiqeen on their judgment. قِيلْ أَرْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. Say, go behind, catch your own light. You want to get my light now? Yalla, go get your own light. You know, there's nothing in the back. There's no light for them to move, and they will not be able to move forward. And then of course they will, Allah Azza wa Jal will expose his shin, his leg, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everyone will do sujood, and the munafiqeen and the kuffar, their backs will remain straight like a rock. It will not be able to move. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. So the ayah is referring to this as well. They will be called to do sujood, and they will not be able to do so, because in the dunya they were not sincere in their salah. This is and these are the munafiqun who prayed. Don't ask about the believers who so-called believers who don't even bother to pray. If we don't call them believers, their position, which is favored and preponderant and supremely strong, is that a person who does not do salah, even if his name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and he is on his passport it says Muslim, and he fasts Ramadan, and he pays zakah, and he does hajj once in his life, and whatever. If he doesn't pray five times a day, he's a kafir. Bas. You say, how? He gave the shahada, so did the munafiqeen. The munafiqeen used to say the shahada every day. The munafiqeen even engaged in jihad. The munafiqeen would pray in jama'ah, and they were still munafiqeen. في الدرك الأسفل من النار, at the lowest level of the fire. So it is not about statements. I can bring a Hindu here who doesn't speak Arabic. Say after me, أشهد. He says أشهد الله الله إله. He says the shahada. Can we say he's a Muslim? If he doesn't understand what he can say the shahada every day. He may turn it into a song. It doesn't make him a Muslim. It's what inside. How can someone believe in Allah but doesn't pray to Allah, knowing that Allah commanded you to pray? And he said, if you don't pray, you're going to go to the hellfire. Rather, if you don't do the salah correctly, you will go to the hellfire. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. So what do you say about someone who don't have the salah, with the ayat in the Quran and the narrations from the Prophet ﷺ and the statement of the Sahaba, and still someone doesn't pray? He's just like Iblis. Just like Iblis. Iblis believes in Allah in that sense. He believes in the Malaika in that sense. But that knowledge of his did not convert, did not materialize into submission to Allah. He remained arrogant, and so is the one who doesn't pray. That's why it comes in some of the narration, the one who abandons the salah, he will be joined, he will be in the company of Qarun and Ubay. And Fir'aun, and the most evil of people were named in the hadith. Authentic narration from the Prophet ﷺ. The one who doesn't do salah will be in the company of the worst people in Yawm al-Qiyamah, because they're one and the same. So it's not a matter, it's not a light joke. Those of our relatives who don't do salah, now you can't be speaking to them like everything's good, salam alaykum, kayf al-hal. No, Habibi. If he doesn't do salah, you need to make the salah the most important discussion between you and him. Until he returns to salah. He doesn't return to salah, you may even boycott him as means of reprimanding him to return, as means of warning him. It's not a light joke. Muslims elsewhere think ma fi mushkila. Now there's a big mushkila. You cannot abandon the salah. We cannot abandon the salah. Allah musta'an. طيب. إذا المنافقين فأما المؤمنون فيرون الله تعالى في عرصات القيامة وبعد دخول الجنة. As for the believers, they will see Allah عز وجل in the plains of يوم القيامة, and after they enter, they are admitted to paradise. وَأَمَّا الْكَافِرُونَ فَلَا يَرَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ مُطْلَقًا. As for the kuffar, they will not see their Lord at all. They will absolutely never see Him. The kuffar. وَقِيلَ يَرَوْنَهُ. It was said that they will be able to see Him. لَكِنْ رُؤْيَا غَضَبُ وَعُقُوبَةً. But they will see Him in this, يعني, that of a vision of anger and punishment. But that's not really a strong opinion. لكن الظاهر الأدلة يدل على أنهم لا يرون الله. The apparent evidences indicate that they will not be able, they will not see Allah تبارك وتعالى. كما قال تعالى كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. Nay, they are away from their Lord. They are from their Lord veiled on that day. طيب. As for the منافقون, what about the hypocrites? فإنهم يرون الله عز وجل في عرصات القيامة لم يحتجب عنهم ولا يرونه ثم يحتجب عنهم ولا يرونه بعد ذلك. They will see him initially on the plains of يوم القيامة, then Allah will veil himself from them and they will never see him again. The منافقين. Refer to the lecture, it mentions the hadith. Because the munafiqeen will stand and they will be tricked on that day as well. Same way they tried to trick Allah Azza wa Jal, they thought they were يخادعون الله, right? وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم. They tried to trick Allah Azza wa Jal, and they only tricked themselves. This is only an alarm. It's not, my phone is off. So on that day they will also be tricked. Just جزاء وفاق, an equal recompense. على كل حال. قوله ثم يرونه بعد دخول الجنة كما يشاء الله تعالى. Then they will see him after they enter Jannah as Allah wills, according to Allah's mashia, His will and His choice سبحانه وتعالى. كما يشاء يعني يرون الله كما يشاء سبحانه وتعالى في كيفية رؤيتهم إياه, meaning however Allah wants them to see Him according to Allah's will and choice, they will see Allah according to what He wills. How and all the details, Allahu أعلم. في زمن وكما يشاء في زمن رؤيتهم إياه. Also according to whatever Allah wills in the timing. So the manner and the timing according to Allah's will. This is in Jannah. وفي جميع الأحوال, in all matters it's up to Allah عز وجل. يعني على الوجه الذي يشاءه الله عز وجل في هذه الدنيا. Meaning according to the manner, the way which Allah wills for in that sight of theirs, seeing Him سبحانه وتعالى. وحينئذ فإن هذه الرؤيا لا نعلم كيفيتها. So now we say this, the howness, the real manner of that seeing, that sight of theirs to Allah is unknown. How exactly? The same way we say about Allah's names and attributes, we believe but we don't know the how. Then also about seeing Him in Jannah, we believe but we don't know how. As in, you know, the details of it. We know that they will have no problem seeing Him. No problem seeing Him. But the details of that, Allahu A'lam. ولكن معنى بمعنى الإنسان لا يعلم كيف يرى ربه. The person will not know how he will see his Lord. ولكن معنى الرؤيا معلوم. But the meaning of رؤيا, seeing, is known to us. إنهم يرون الله كما يرون القمر. They will see Allah the same way you see the moon today. لكن على أي كيفية, but how, هذه لا نعلمها. That or this we do not know. بل كما يشاء الله, rather it's however Allah wills. وقد سبق التفصيل في الرؤيا, we have already explained before the detail concerning seeing Allah عز وجل. طيب I'm a very strange person, I get distracted very easily. جزاك الله خير. The فصل في الإيمان باليوم ال يوم الإيش, الأول أو الآخر؟ Now a new chapter. I gave you two choices, Ibrahim. You cannot choose one that is not from the multiple choice I gave you. يوم الأول أو الآخر؟ يوم الآخر. You want to believe in the first day? The belief in the last day. Chapter on the belief in the last day. طيب يا إبراهيم, the belief in the last day, where does it fall in terms of the six pillars of Iman, in terms of order, the chronological order? No, not even chronological order. It's just the order of the hadith. Fifth? Yes? Who seconds that? Is it the fifth? The hadith? Huh? You go with the majority, mashallah alaik. Mashallah, tabarakallah. You know that doesn't work all the time, akhi. Because Allah says, وَأَن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you obey the majority of people on earth, they will mislead you from the path of Allah. Actually, you should follow the minority. If you want to be technical. Now, of course, in this case, ma'alish. But if you know the masses of people, then you will leave Islam. Huh?
Last one.
No? The last one is وَأَنْ تُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِهِ. Before that is الْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The fifth.
Fifth.
تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِهِ. So it's the fifth one. That was a quick exam. No scores on it. No problem, inshallah. No grades. شرع المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى في الكلام عن اليوم الآخر وعقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة فيه. So the author, rahimahullah, initiated the discussion on the last day and the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah concerning it. وفصل ومن الإيمان باليوم الآخر الإيمان بكل ما أخبر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مما يكون بعد الموت. Part of our belief in the last day is the belief in everything which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated to us concerning everything that will take place after death. يعني it doesn't begin only يعني when the people are resurrected, when it's blown into the horn, right, or the trumpet. It begins from the moment one dies. Everything concerning that, the angels of death, the assistant angels, the departure of the soul from the body, the soul being taken to the heavens, whether it continues going up if it's righteous or sent back down if it's evil, the questioning in the grave, the punishment in the grave, or the delight in the grave. Everything is included in our belief in the last day. If anyone denies one of them, he's actually denying belief in the last day. If you deny the belief in one of the six pillars of faith, you don't have belief anymore. And you have many misguided Muslims who say, there's no way that there's a punishment in the grave. Come on, bro. What do you mean? Here, dig it. Look, bones. Where's the fire? Where's the delight? Where's the stuff you're speaking about? Where are the angels asking him? So they use their feeble minds to reject revelation from Allah. Ya'ni Ajib, the son of Adam. And these are people who claim to be Muslims, denying the Quran and the Sunnah. Why? Because of rationalism. And it's really irrationalism. That's irrational thinking. Because if you think you're more intelligent or smarter than the one who gave you the brain, then you must be dumb. That's just being, you know, if someone thinks they know better than Allah, that's the crazy children of Adam. They think that Allah doesn't know what he's doing. So you find Muslims and non-Muslims objecting. Yeah, how come this and how come that? Look, the one who gave you a brain, you want to use this brain that was given to you. You didn't even come up with it on your own. To reject and object to the one who gave you the brain, if you're that smart, make your own brain. Don't use Allah's brain. Come up with one of your own and then think whatever you like with it. And they will not be able to do so. So, but it's really arrogance. It's really pride. No kafir has a justifying reason to be a kafir. No kafir. In the depth of their hearts, in way in there, they know they are nothing but slaves to Allah. But they don't submit. That's why the Muslim is called a Muslim. Because he aslama, huwa aslama lillah, kama aslamat as-samawati wal-ard. Right? Allah, even the heavens and earth, everything came to Allah in the state of submission. Only the son of Adam is the one who reacts and who rejects. Otherwise, no one has a real justified reason to disbelieve. What are you disbelieving about? Come on now, everything is clear. طيب, حكم الإيمان باليوم الآخر فريضة واجب. ومرتبته في الدين أنه أحد أركان الإيمان الستة. Belief or the ruling of Iman in the last day is obligatory and compulsory. And its status in the religion is that it is one of the six pillars of faith. طيب, as we mentioned earlier. وكثيراً ما يقرن الله تعالى بين الإيمان به تعالى والإيمان باليوم الآخر. And very often Allah brings a relation. He mentions simultaneously the belief in Him and the last day. Who can quote? I need at least three ayat in this gathering from different places in the Quran where there's mention of Allah and the last day. Even a hadith between an ayah and a narration. Wallahi ya jama'at al khair, if you don't give me an answer, I think we should open a full and tamiz shop and just sell full and tamiz, leave this business and da'wah and the knowledge alone. If we've been learning Islam for Allah knows how long and we still don't have a few ayat memorized and few narrations, how are we going to give da'wah to the creatures, man? Yalla, I'm pushing you because we need a push. As long as if the person in charge or the teacher is lazy and stressing, then everybody relaxes. Some teachers are so tough, wallah, they will not be having it the way I'm having it. Tfaddal. Tfaddal. Now I want an ayah where it mentions our hadith, Allah and the last day. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Verily you have in the Messenger of Allah the best example to the one who hopes for meeting Allah and the last day. لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. عليكم السلام. What is it again? عليكم السلام. الله واليوم الآخر. You know this ayah or no? You don't know the ayah. ما في مشكلة. The surah, الله أعلم. لقد كان لكم. It could be the Ahzab, and it could be Anfal. One of these. I think it's one of these military surah. MashaAllah, تبارك الله. Huh? That's one ayah. جماعة الخير. Come on now. ذلك يوعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. How about a narration? A hadith, يا جماعة الخير, that brings the name belief in Allah in the last day. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him honor his guest. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him either say something good or remain silent. We have hundreds of maybe narrations and ayat in the Quran where Allah mentions the belief in Allah and the last day. Right or wrong? Right. Now of course it's right. After everything has been quoted for you, Allah al-musta'an bas. إذن لأن الإيمان بالمبدأ والإيمان بالمعاد أو المعاد زاد المعاد. Why does Allah Azza wa Jal often bring a relation between the belief in Allah Himself Azza wa Jal and the belief in the last day? It's because it is the combination of believing in the start, the beginning, the initiation, and the appointment, the outcome. Yani believe in where you, let's say the starting point and the ending point. Because it's believing in the starting point and the ending point. لأن من لم يؤمن باليوم الآخر لا يمكن أن يؤمن بالله. The one who doesn't believe in the last day cannot possibly believe in Allah. إذ إن الذي لا يؤمن باليوم الآخر لا يعمل. If you don't believe in the last day, will you do any work? I mean, come on, let's be real. Let us assume right now, and it's an evil assumption, but because we have to be practical and understanding. If someone told us, look, when you die, خلاص, nothing. No angels, no grave, no day of judgment, nothing. Who will go to salah?
Nobody.
يعني be real, right? We go to the party. People go have. That's what the kuffar are doing all the time. Allah, we throw parties all day, festivals, celebrations, anything goes. They, you know, as they say, you live once, so make sure you enjoy yourself. But that's a very, you know, erroneous understanding of life. We have it the other way around. No, we don't believe that you live once. We believe that there's an eternal life that's coming. You better prepare yourself. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min." Dunya is a prison for the believer. You're not here to have a blast. You're not here for celebrations. If you want to celebrate with Hurul Ayn and have some nice yummy wine that doesn't get you, you know, drunk and everything, then you better, you know, be a little patient until you go to Jannah. Then inshallah it's going to be all good over there forever. But until then, yeah. Now we have to chill out. So if someone doesn't believe in the last day, they're not going to do any deeds because they don't believe in accountability. The same way, and give you a closer example, if there was no manager at work, if no one was going to come and ask you, hey, did you do your work so we can give you a salary, you're going to be drinking shy all day. Right? Green tea, red tea, blue tea, maybe you come up with different kind of al-muhim, you will not be doing any work. Why? There's no. But if you know a manager is going to come tomorrow and say, hey, give me the report of what you've done this week, you're going to be sitting on your maktab, you know, just looking at the tea while you're writing down. That's the son of Adam. Subhanallah al-Azim. Idhan, لأنه لا يعمل إلا لما يرجوه من الكرامة في اليوم الآخر. He does not then strive except of because of the honoring which one is looking forward to on the day of judgment, that Allah will honor you because of your ibadah and your ta'a, your slavery to Him. وما يخافه من العذاب والعقوبة, and because of what one fears of punishment and torment. You right? This is why you say ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And every prophet, his main goal was to enter Jannah and be protected from the fire. Not as the Sufis claim. The Sufis say that if you worship Allah to enter Jannah and be protected from the fire, it's like this is the ibadah of a businessman. And you know, you worship Allah only because you love Allah. Not because you want paradise and fear Jahannam. Which, in other words, they're saying they're better than the Messenger of Allah and better than all the prophets that preceded him. That's what they're saying. Because we have the hadith of Mu'adh and the Prophet ﷺ and the man who came and he seen him making dua and he said, "I don't know what are these words, you know, He said, what do you make? He said, I ask Allah to give me Jannah and protect me from the fire. The Prophet ﷺ told him, أَهَذَا الَّذِي نُدَنْدِنُ حَوْلَهُ. This is what I and Mu'adhar also give. The dua is all revolving around asking Allah Jannah and protection from the fire. This is the Messenger of Allah. And what did he teach us? What did he teach us in the Ad'iyah? How many dua you ask Allah to protect you from the fire? Right? The Quran, Ibrahim, what does Ibrahim say in Surah Al-Shu'ara? وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَدْخِلْنِي فِي الصَّالِحِينَ وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ ذِكْرٍ لا لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. In the beginning, Ibrahim said, "And وجعل أي الذي أطمع ويغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين." The one he's speaking about Allah. He is one whom I hope will forgive my sin on the day of recompense. Then a few ayat later, he says, "وجعل لي من ورثة جنة النعيم," and make me from the inheritors of the paradise of delight. That's Ibrahim asking Allah for Jannah, seeking Allah's protection from the fire. So these Sufis, they're just like they're called, Sufis. When you're Sufi, you have a mind of a Sufi. And Sufi mind is the most corrupt among the Muslims after the Shia, or maybe alongside with the Shia. They have a lot of common belief and common inclinations. Both of them are as deviant, or if not more deviant than others. Specifically the hardcore, you know, wicked Sufis. Now some Sufis are, let's say, moderate. They just got some extra acts of worship that they invented. يعني مشيحات. But the like Ibn Arabi and others among the today who say that Allah is everything and everything is in Allah, and that, you know, they reach a point where they don't have to do salah anymore, because Allah told the Prophet ﷺ, وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينُ. Huh? So worship your Lord until yaqeen comes to you. Now in the ayah we all know yaqeen means death. They say yaqeen means certainty here. So when you reach certainty, then you don't have to do ibadah anymore. So he says this is at home. Because he says, I've reached certainty already. And the ayah says, worship Allah until you reach certainty. I've reached certainty, no need for ibadah anymore. And they bring the ayah of Allah with this kind of wicked, you know, interpretation, just so they can entertain themselves. This is besides the videos they have on YouTube and their dancing parties and putting a rod in his head and seekh here. You won't believe, wallah. A person, they brought a sword and cut, they put, you know, in the middle of his stomach. They do some wild stuff on YouTube, Sufi gatherings. You think these are not Muslims? This is not Islam, but these are the Sufis for you. Be careful of them. Be very careful of them. Like I said, some are lighter than others, but altogether, anything that contradicts the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of our righteous predecessors is deviance. None of the Sahaba were Sufis, you cannot be a Sufi. They didn't have any dancing and singing while remembering Allah, you don't do that either. It's just like that. What they did, we do. What they left alone is deviance. Because they were the best of generations. Sah, sah. Idan, Sara kaman haka Allah anhum wa qalu ma hiya illa hayatuna ad-dunya namutu wa nahya wa ma yuhlikuna illa ad-dahr. If someone doesn't believe in the last day, he will be just like those whom Allah said about in the Quran, and they say, it is only our worldly life. We live and we die, and nothing will destroy us except the passage of time. Yani the only reason why we will die is because we have lived a particular time. But there isn't anything waiting for us afterwards. This is the statement of the kuffar who deny يوم القيامة. وَسُمِّيَ الْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ لِأَنَّهُ يَوْمٌ لَا يَوْمَ بَعْدَهُ فَهُوَ آخِرُ الْمَرَاحِلِ. Why was it called the last day? تفضلوا. تفضلوا. Why was it called the last day? Yalla, I have to put you on the spot. It's your first day. But people will go to Jannah afterwards, and some will go to Jahannam, and they will be eternal days.
Yeah, your actions are all stopped.
No more actions. Your actions stop when you die. I'm sorry. It's my job. Huh? Fadal Mudir. Why is it called the last day? What?
Everything will be finished.
He was about to speak the broken Arabic. Aywa? Everything will? Sah? It's the last day. It's the last day concerning the first. يعني هو آخر يوم من الأولى. The life, really, generally speaking, is two main parts. The life that people live here and the life they will live in the life to come. يوم الآخر is the last day related to everything concerning the dunya. From the time Allah Azza wa Jalla created the heavens and the earth until that moment. Afterwards, nothing will be the same anymore. Life will not be the same anymore in the full sense, so it becomes the last day in that sense. Clear? طيب. على كل حال what time is it? Okay, that's enough inshallah ta'ala. Now very interesting, and I do hope that you will all come early next week bi'idhnillah azza wa jal, because next week we will deal with the five stages of life. The five stages of life. And so we will know, you know, what they are, what the evidence is concerning that. I think it's very important knowledge for us to have as people involved in da'wah and as Muslims generally speaking. And then we will continue with some of the things pertaining to the belief in the grave and the fitna of the grave, the trials of the grave and what have you. But until then, we praise Allah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.